More grace to everybody. How delighted I am to be on this call with you. And it is not my intention to be on here for any length of time over 9 o'clock. So it's 8:05 and you can time me. I don't plan on being on here any longer than that. With that being said, I was in prayer today, praying in the Spirit, as it is my custom, to pray in the Holy Ghost. What's that, Romans 8? For we don't know what to pray. We know how to pray, but we don't know what to pray, as we ought. But the Spirit, Meledoshna, Meketian Kalabahasia, the Spirit itself maketh what? Intercession for us in groanings. All right? So we know that by the Spirit of God. And I like how the Scripture declare that it helps our infirmities. It's the Holy Ghost does. When you're weak in a certain area, pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will help your infirmities. When you're weak and that infirmity there is not really dealing with sickness, but that infirmity there is dealing with weakness. But the Holy Ghost helpeth our infirmities. Any area in your life that you find yourself weak, you can pray in the Spirit and build yourself up. That's in Jude. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. How do I do that, Prophet Karin? By praying in the Holy Ghost. You understand? So that's the power of praying in the Spirit. So I was praying in the Spirit today, and the Spirit of God began to put in my heart that payday is here, that this is an hour where you're getting ready to see him manifest provision in the life of his people. And I'm not speaking to you as a pastor. I'm not even speaking to you as a prophet. But I'm speaking to you with the mantle and the assignment. I said, I'm not speaking as an apostle or as a pastor, I'm sorry. But I'm speaking to you with the mantle and the assignment of the prophet. I'm telling you that any instruction and any word that comes out of my mouth tonight has come straight from heaven. Now, I'm telling you, there's something we're getting ready to walk into. And that's why we're being tested. And that's why we're being tried. And some of us are going to have to tap into the revelation and get a good understanding of what God has called us to do. Now, God took me to Genesis chapter 22, and hopefully you got a little time because, as I said, it's not going to be long. But Genesis chapter 22 says, hallelujah, and Abraham called the name of that place. What did he call it? Jehovah Jireh, and we know that it's really Jireh, but that's fine. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. You remember the story where God tested Abraham and told him to take up his only son and offer him up as a sacrifice, his only son. But we know that Abraham did not only have one son. He had two sons. Amen. He had Isaac and Ishmael. But the text says only. And the reason it's only is because it was Yaqid. It was the son that you want to hold for yourself, your promise, your special child. You know, like God gave his only begotten son. Jesus was not God's only son. When the sons of God came to present themselves, Job chapter 1, Satan came also. So God had more than one son. The Bible calls Satan the son of the morning. What morning? The bright and morning star. Satan was a son, but Jesus was the only begotten son. He was different from everybody else. Well, Ishmael was a son, but he was a son of the flesh. He was a lad. But Isaac was a son of promise. And God said, I want you to offer your only son. And God tested Abraham's obedience. He passed the test. And as a result of that, he did not have to offer up his son. God provided for himself a lamb. So we know that Genesis chapter 22 is Jehovah Jireh, which is God who sees and God who provides. So that's one thing I need you to get in your spirit. God sees what I'm going through. I'm not going through this by myself. Come on here. Get that in your spirit because we're going somewhere. I don't care what situation you're up against. I don't care what problem, oh, by Shande, you are facing. The first thing I need you to understand is God sees it. God sees the pain of your son. He sees the pain of your children. He sees the pain in your body. He sees that bill that you don't have the money to pay. He sees that deadline that needs to be met. He is God who sees. That's Jehovah Jireh. But not only is he the God who sees, I'm glad that I don't have a God who just sees it and does nothing about it. I have a God who sees and what else? He sees and provides. That's exactly correct. It's very important. So if we know that he sees and provides, one thing that we're going to have to learn how to do as children of God is we're going to have to start acting like him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, and I'm going there because I think that's where it is, but Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 says something profound. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And if you look up that word followers, if you look it up in the NIV or even look it up in different versions, it don't just say be a follower, but it says imitate God. All right? Now, God sees and then he provides. Well, where do we see that in the scripture? We saw that in Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. And in Genesis chapter 1, we saw that God kept saying, and after he said, he saw. And then after he saw, he said again. All right? So that means that God is a God who sees and provides, but the way he operates in the earth realm or anything in heaven is he changes it by language. And if we're going to imitate God and be like God, guess what we're going to have to start doing? We're going to have to start imitating God by our language and believe what we say. What do you mean by that? That means that any situation in your life that you want to see change, you have to stop from praying to it and praying up to God, believing him to do it. You are a new covenant believer. You got to speak to your neighborhood and command it to change. You got to speak to your body and command it to change. When I was a young child, I mean, I had to be in either middle school or high school, and I want to say it was high school. I was in the ninth grade. When I was in the ninth grade, I had surgery on one of my knees, and I've not had any problem. But just over the last couple of weeks, not now, but a couple of weeks ago, my knee was giving me problems. I mean, it was bothering me. Every time I would get up, I was having to take my time and walk. Hallelujah. But I spoke to that knee, Hala Mashiach, and said, with his stripes, I'm healed. I spoke to the pain. I spoke to the inflammation. I spoke to the aches. And guess what? It didn't happen immediately. I spoke to it, and the pain was still there. I spoke to it, and the pain was still there. But I didn't act like it was still there because I declared that I am healed. Are you listening to me? You got to say what God said. Imitate God by your language. Say what he say. And once you say what he say and believe what you say, you shall have whatsoever you say. That's what the word of God declare. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22, or have the God kind of faith. For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. You got to start talking to some stuff. Are you listening to me? I read this scripture again the other day, and it blessed me. Now, I need you to hear me now, because some of us got to really get this in our spirit. Psalm 62. And when you look at Psalm 62, verse 5, it said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. Stay with me now. For my expectation is from him. One of my favorite scriptures. He is my only rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Okay, but look at that same scripture in the C Contemporary English Version. And if you look it up in the Contemporary English Version, it says, only God gives inward peace, and I depend on him. God alone is the mighty rock that keeps me safe, and he is the fortress where I feel secure. Okay, he said my expectation is only from him. And I think that one thing we got to come into a revelation of, you that are on this call and you that are listening to me, is that God alone is your source. Lay hands on yourself and say that. God alone is my source. Say it again. God alone is my source. All right? And he's your only source. Now, a lot of times people switch between the two. You know, sometimes God is their source, and sometimes they're depending on a man. And I think it's over there in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, where he said, cursed is the man, come on, that put his trust in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. So when you're depending on man, your heart is departing from God. Are you listening to me? All right, God has to be your rock, and you got to make up your decision. Either you're going to make up your mind, either you're going to trust God, or are you going to trust man? Because God wants to be your only source. The only way God comes in a situation is if he can get all the credit. His name is Jealous. He don't shele keshna. He don't share his glory with nobody. All right? So you got to know, according to Psalm 62, that he's your rock. And Israel, when they came out of Egypt, God took them through the wilderness. And I got a whole nother message I'm working on from Deuteronomy chapter 8, but I'm not even getting into that. But he took them out of Egypt through the wilderness. All right, and the reason he did that is he didn't want them to see Pharaoh as their source, but God. They came out of the wilderness. I'm sorry, they came out of Egypt, but they didn't go straight into the promise. He took them through the wilderness because he needed them to know that man does not live by bread alone. So he took them through the wilderness where there was no Walmart. Come on here. There was no Saks Fifth Avenue. There was no Jobs. There was no Harris Teeter, Publix, Earth Fair, Sprouts. Come on here. He took them through there. Why? Because he wanted them to transition from depending on the government and to start depending on God. He wanted them to transition from depending on working and slaving to get increase. And he wanted them to know that he was their source. And right now, some of us are in transition. Come on here. That's why you've not reached your promise yet. Because if you get to this promise and don't have a revelation that God is your source, you're going to end up back in Egypt. So you're in transition right now. Are you listening to me? He's transitioning you from government. He's transitioning you from your job. He's transitioning you from big mama and daddy and being able to call people. Come on here. And now you're going to have to come to God, but he couldn't do it immediately now. He had to wean them off. They had to be weaned off. Oh, come on, Prophet Carl, you're preaching. Yes, they had to be weaned off. Are you listening to me? And we remember that they didn't really know. I mean, even though they came out, I'm drinking some Prophet spring water. Even though they came out, they didn't know. that God was their source, because we see that the minute Moses, I think it was in the 32nd chapter of Exodus, went up to the mountain, when he came back down from that mountain, guess what they had did? They had already fashioned the calf. Moses stayed too long, just that quick. So God has to sometimes take you through so you can get through with what you trust in. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes God has to take you through so that you can get through with what you trust in and start trusting in him with all your heart. And I'm telling you, that's even for wives. You know, God is head of Christ. Christ is head of the man. Man is head of the woman. That's the order of God. And a lot of times, wives, women, fathers, you look to the man as the provider. And he is the provider, but he's not the source. Are you listening to me? He is the provider, but he's not the source. It's just like that faucet in your house. And you turn that faucet and you think that the water's coming out. And then you turn it and don't know water come out. And you start checking the pipes, not knowing you didn't pay the water bill. But you thought that you were still going to be able to get some water out of there, not knowing that that faucet or them pipes got a supply. The source of the supply is the city. And some of you keep trusting in the faucet and the pipes, but you're not trusting in the supply. God has to be your source, your only source. 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm coming. Can somebody tell me I'm preaching good? Can somebody tell me I'm preaching good? Can somebody tell me I'm preaching good? 2 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, la la mandala kia. 2 Kings. How about see? Thank you, Lord. What's that? 2 Kings chapter 4. Let me show it to you. I want you to get this now. Cause you really got to catch this revelation. You got to get this in your spirit so you can stop trusting in uncertain riches. So you can stop trusting in where you are right now and understand God is your source, not your job, not your career. Amen. God is your source, and God wants you to trust him with all your heart, because if the job go, you got to know who your source is. 2 Kings chapter 4, look at what it says. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha. And guess what they said? Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord and the creditor. But come on now, what are they here for? To take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what's in your house? She said, thy handmaid ain't got nothing in the house but a pot of oil. Go borrow these vessels, and don't just get a few. Get a whole bunch of them. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, shall pour out into all the vessels that thou set aside, which is full. Now, let me give you context for this story. This woman's husband is dead. Some theologians suggest that the woman's husband is Obadiah. And Obadiah was a man who took care of the prophets. Jezebel was after the prophets. Jezebel wanted to kill the prophets. But Obadiah was the guy who put the prophets in the cave and hid them. But now he's dead, and he's left his wife in debt. And the system wants to come and take her sons and make them slaves. Come on here. Yeah, we're going to make your sons slaves. For what? Because they need to pay this debt off. But that woman understood, come to the prophet. Come on here. See, some of y'all come to the prophet, but you don't come in a posture of what to do. You just come with your hand out, not knowing that the breakthrough you need is in your house. She cried out to the man of God, and the man of God gave her some instructions. But what did those instructions do? He pointed her back to her source. Your husband was your head, but your husband was not your source. Come on. I don't care who left you. I don't care who died. I don't care what you don't have. You still got the source. I don't care if you get kicked out of one house and go to another house. As long as your name is good with the water bill company, you can get water. The switch is not the light bill company. The switch is just how the power gets in here. But as long as I keep my name good with the power company, no matter where I move, I still got the source, which is the light bill company. Are you listening to me? God wants to be acknowledged as your only source. Even in Matthew, the 14th chapter. Remember when Jesus broke bread, they didn't have no food. All they had were two fish and five loaves of bread. But the Bible said he lifted it up. Guess what he did when he lifted it up? He was acknowledging God as his source. What am I trying to tell you? I don't care if you're single. You being single don't mean you can't have the best. It don't mean your children can't have the best because there's only one income in the household. Amen. Even if you're single with children, stop listening to the system. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. That's what the Bible says. Stop listening to the system. Stop trusting the system, thinking that the system is your source. Not only will you be able to put your children through school, single mama, but you're going to be able to pay for their tuition cash. Now, the only way this happens in your life is you got to come to this truth, because truth don't make you free. The only truth that makes you free is the truth that you know. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth. So many people are in bondage because they don't know truth. But once you come into a revelation of truth, it liberates you. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, what truth I'm trying to get you right now? Your husband ain't your source. Your parents are not your source. All right? Amen. You even need to, your children need to know that you ain't their source. You know, I teach this, but people don't believe it. Because the minute people, the bill man come, guess who they go to calling? Pastor. They go to calling daddy, calling mama, calling this one and calling that one. They even go to calling the government, calling program. Work the word. Speak to the light bill. Come on here. Speak to your finances. Command it to change. What you need is in your house. You get a bill in the mail, you know you can't pay it. You know you don't have the money for it. Do a AOL on God. Jesus, you got mail. Come on here. I'm not going to be frustrated. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to be sitting here crying myself to sleep. I'm not going to be angry. Mm-mm. God is my source. This is your bill. I'm your child, and I know you pay child support. Come on here. The man of God said, what do you have in your house? Borrow some vessels, not a few. Why? Because you're going to see God manifest himself. This is the last day. That's what he told that woman. That's basically what he told that woman. Guess what he told her? This is the last day you ever going to be broke. And I want you to tell yourself that right now. This is the last day. I'm ever going to be broke. This is the last day I'm going to live beneath my privileges. This is the last day I'm going to be in this rut, robbing Peter to pay Paul, going from paycheck to paycheck. Now listen, some of you hear this message and you miss it.
because you think that as soon as you speak to it, it's for them. Remember, he had to wean them off the system. Because if not, they would not have been able to sustain the promise. He weaned them off. He took them through the wilderness for a while that he might make them to know. They didn't know Hobasha. Hallelujah. Woo, I feel the anointing. They didn't know that. So some of you, you go from broke, and you want to go from broke to a millionaire. But remember, it's first the blade, it's ear, then the corn. Blade, ear, corn. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Outer court, inner court, holy of holies. God is a God of process. You don't need a avalanche of blessing right now. You don't know what to do with it. So you got to be processed. Are you listening to me? I hope y'all get what I'm saying, because I'm trying to help somebody walk to another place in God. Guess what he said? He said, what do you have in your house? See, the government wants you to think that they're your source. All right? But God wants you to understand he's your source. And this is what I need you to understand about God, and then I'm done. I told you I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to give you some things that God told me. But when you go to Ephesians, I'm going to show you something. In Ephesians chapter 1, I'm going to show you that the kingdom of God is opposite. See, in the world, you stand, you walk, and then you sit. I hope you get what I'm saying to you. But in the kingdom, you sit, you walk, then you stand. Let's try it again. In the world, you stand, you walk, and then you sit. But in the kingdom, we don't start off standing or walking. We start off sitting. Because on the seventh day, God rested. But God's last day was man's first day, which means that the first day man had was a Sabbath. It was a rest. Walking is works. We don't work to sit. We start seated. If y'all don't hear this, what I'm telling y'all, now I need somebody else to tell me I'm preaching good. I need somebody else to tell me you done tapped into something now. Because this is good what I'm saying. In Ephesians, we are seated with him. Where? In heavenly places. Okay, we're already there. Are you listening to that? You are seated far above all principalities. I can't get no amen. I can't get nobody to get with me in the spirit. Okay, you are already seated. Hope y'all get what I'm saying. You are already seated in the spirit. And this is what people are missing. So many people in God are trying to work, which is walking, because when you walk, guess what? It's on you. It's on your performance. All the strength of your body is on your legs. So that's works. And so many people in the body of Christ are working so that they can one day sit, not having a revelation that they are already seated. And from the seated place, you work. I don't work to sit. I work because I'm seated. And when you sit in a chair, it's a place of rest, because all of your faculties is dependent on what's holding it up. God wants you to understand that you got to come into a revelation of his provision. I'm not trying to get him to do it for me. It's already done. But I got to speak some things into existence and say it until you see it. And I'm talking about, it can't be something you just do when you're going through. You got to live a life of dependence on God where you recognize that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who has seen and who has provided. Now, here's the thing. When Abraham got to the mountain, God had already provided. He didn't see it, but it was already there. But he was testing his obedience. But the question was, what's in your house? I am sent by the Holy Ghost to challenge 300 people on this call. If you think it's a game, I always tell you that know me. If you think what I'm saying is a game, don't do it. I am so serious about what I'm saying. God bear me witness. What I say? In the Holy Ghost. Get that from Bishop Clarence McClendon. God bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. God has seen your situation. But not only has he seen, he has provided. And payday is here. Prophesy to somebody sitting around you. Prophesy to yourself. Grab your pocketbook. Lay hands on yourself and fall out. And say, payday is here. Get on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and declare, payday is here. Put it on Instagram when you get a chance to hear him at Prophet Khan. Payday is here. Wear it out. All over social media. Send it. Payday is here. You're getting ready to see judgment. Judgment is not bad. It can be bad, but it's also good. Because a judge can rule in your favor or a judge can rule against you. Judgment is coming. And I'm telling you, payday is here. You're getting ready to see God bring judgment where some it will be judgment in your favor and some people it'll be judgment against you. But payday is here. And I'm challenging 300 people. I'm telling you, as sure as my name is Prophet Brian Khan, I need 300 people to sow a seed of $55.55. All 300 of you are going to receive something from me. Now, hear me by the Spirit. If you think it's a game, don't do it. The woman of God came to the prophet. She said, they're trying to take my sons. He said, what do you have in your house? And that's what I'm saying to you. I'm challenging 300 people on this call, $PBCJR, to sow $55.55. Wait. There are 10 of you who are going to give a seed of $555.55. There are 10 of you who are going to give a seed of $555.55. Again, you hear my heart. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. If what I'm saying is a problem, don't do it. But I need 300 people on this call right now, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, to move in faith and obey God, because I'm telling you, we about to see some results. There's a young lady on here named Amber Thomas. Can I get her? I want to minister to her. There's a young lady on here named Amber Thomas. Is she here?
I don't want to minister to too many people, but the Lord is really moving on me about this young lady, Amber Thomas. Amber Thomas. Joy, do you see
her?
More grace, Sister Amber. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Well, God bless your dear heart. I'm not going to hold you long. I just know that God is speaking to me concerning you. Have you ever done anything with children?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want you to hear me. The Spirit of God wants you to not stray away from that. I don't know what kind of work you're doing now, but I know that God wants to use you specifically with children. And I'm going to say younger children. I'm not talking about children in the middle school and high school. God wants to use you specifically in the life of young children, and he also wants to use you in the medical field with children. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want you to trust God in this next season of your life. Do whatever you got to do. Maybe one day you have daycare. I don't know. Let me not add to what God is saying. But I do want to say this, that this is the season that as you trust him, God's going to begin to shift and change and turn some things in your life, and you're going to begin to see the hand of God manifest himself in a very powerful way. The Lord doesn't want you to become frustrated with where you are right now, because right now it's like you're searching and you're seeking God for answers. God is going to give you answers as you draw close to him and become very focused. But don't miss it, because God got some big things in store for you. And I just felt led of the Lord to encourage you to not get out of place, but to stay in place so that God can do what he wants to do in your life. You're going to do something in the medical field, but you're also going to do something with children. And have you ever worked in the medical field yet?
I'm currently working in the medical field.
What are you doing in the medical field?
I do like data entry within the medical field.
Okay. Is that where you want to stop? How you went from kids to the medical field? What happened? You got the kids got on your nerve or something?
Yeah, they was working my nerves, and so I went to the medical field. And then where I was at first, I was working with children in the medical field. And then when I moved back to Memphis, I went into the data entry position within the medical field.
Well, I know one thing. I can tell you from Memphis by your accent. You said nerd. You don't know nobody talk like y'all. So,
I
want to say, yeah, I can tell. But I want to say that though you might have got frustrated for a season, go back. Get around that. You're going to prosper with kids. I don't know if God will give you your own daycare, your own learning center, but that will be your place of prosperity. You will see God really move for you in a powerful way when you work in that medical field. So, I mean, when you work with children. So please don't miss your hour of visitation for that. God has something special for you. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. More grace. Listen to me. I am challenged by the Spirit of Grace to challenge 300 people to sow a seed of $55.55. Now, you that are on this call, if you're going to allow God to talk to us like this and give us this depth of revelation to help us, and you don't obey, that's between you and God. There are 10 of you who are going to sow a seed of $555.55. Now, hear what I'm about to say. I believe it's customerservice@briancarn.org. I need to know every one of you that sow this seed. I need to know. Every one of you that sow this seed, I need to know your address. I need to know your address, because I've been commissioned by the Holy Ghost already to send you something with an instruction. And we're going to do that quickly. So you will probably be receiving something in the mail or via email in the next couple of days. Okay? But I want all 300 of you to obey God, and all 300 of you to send us your information. We got to have it. That's $55.55. There are 10 people on this call. Now, again, you know, people do what they want to do. And if you always think it's a game, somebody trying to take something from you, don't. do it. Let me say that louder. Don't do it. Let me say it louder. Don't do it. But I'm telling you that the Spirit of God said there are 300 people on this call that are supposed to sow a seed of $55.55. If you can't give it on Cash App, you can give it on the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. You can sow it there. But I need you to put this seed in the ground. $55.55. You are at the brink of something. Something so big and phenomenal is about to happen in your life, and I don't want you to miss it. I told you all the last time I was on here that you were going to begin to see evidence. They were going to start talking about aliens and UFO stuff and all that kind of stuff. And if you look on the news, amen, if you look on the news, guess what they've been talking about? They've been talking about UFOs. Hallelujah. They've been talking about all these sightings, and these are the things they're talking about. And the Lord spoke to me and said, UFOs are going to continue to be disclosed as secret government workers are going to violate their oath to secrecy. A new translation to knowledge will be seen. God told me we're going to begin to see people talking about aliens and UFOs that we've never heard, and it's going to be talking about it in a big way. Are you listening? I assign me unto you what I tell you, thus says the Lord, you that are on this call. There is a health scare getting ready to find a presidential candidate. I don't know if it's somebody that's going to be in the running to run, but I really feel very strongly that President Biden needs our prayers. I see a health scare. I see him going into the hospital. I mean, this is a real health scare that's going to find a presidential candidate that's going to create a stir. Amidst future protests, a new curve is created as absence incites a third-party position, says the Lord. All right? All right? Also, I've given a prophetic word, and I told people, get your house. Now, again, a lot of you struggle with that because your credit is your source, or the bank is your source, or this and that is your source, and you don't trust God. All right? You got to know who your source is. I don't care what the banks say. I don't care what the loan officers say. God can speak to one person and that thing changed. But you got to stay in faith. And a lot of times when you get denied, you get discouraged. You get denied, you get upset and don't think it can happen. Come on here. But you got to stay in faith. I need you to get in these houses now because there's a housing crash that's going to be seen as foreclosures are found before a future America, all right? And I've seen the rise of prices, and people are going to feel forced to buy against prices they want reluctantly that they would buy for. They know they will not be able to follow through on monthly payments. So I say to you, a housing market crash is coming. Hear that word, all right? All right. I also saw a mosquito virus scare is near. And you're going to see this on the news. It's going to be a mosquito virus scare is near. And it's going to be all over the news. I saw a famous talk show host getting ready to retire. And there's an earthquake in Asia that's going to create a major news story across the world. I'm also seeing the scare of a tsunami connected to this geophysical event. So there's an earth scare coming. There's an earthquake coming to Asia, but the earthquake is going to cause you to think a tsunami is coming. I'm going to tell you this again. I saw a billionaire committing suicide. I don't know who this is, but it's going to startle everybody. This is a billionaire who's going to commit suicide. Okay, hear this word for all of you that like to invest. Within 18 months, cryptocurrency is going to skyrocket. Within 18 months, cryptocurrency is going to skyrocket. I also see unusual floods that are getting ready to find the nation as rivers break through the unveiling event of unique manifesting work of water, says the Lord. And I'm seeing the north and the northeast. So there are floods coming to the north and the northeast. There's a famous kidnapping case that's going to be shown by every news agency. It's going to be all over the news. I also see a roller coaster ride crash that's going to make the headline news. And I see a lot of scandals that's getting ready to surround the White House in this next season more than ever before. It's praying time. Very, very, very shortly, I see fire. I see fire that's going to be seen as an inferno ignites the interest of millions. And I see people are going to literally have to evacuate. Because I see an inferno. I mean, I see this thing is on fire. Are y'all listening to me? Everything is shifting right now. Faces are changing. All right? Things are shifting. And it's not just a shift. I don't even want to use that word shift, because sometimes we say that and it's just a tricky word to say. But it's like an uncovering that's taking place. And we're going to have to get in place. Saints, pray like never before. Pray in the spirit. Stay in this holy place. All right? Something is coming. And the church needs to be in place. All right? Death is going to be at an all-time high. People just going to be getting out of here. People getting out of here. But I'm not. Come on, declare that. I ain't getting out of here. I die when I get ready. But we're going to have to pray. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Amen. Trust God. Payday is here. Declare that. Payday is here. August 1st, 6 a.m., we're commanding our month. Go ahead and set your alarm now. Everybody on this call, everybody right now, if you're on this call, get your phone out and set your alarm for 5:55 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to be having prayer at 6 a.m. on August the 1st. Do not miss it. Okay? Number two, set your alarm now. Now, if you don't want to pray, you know, some of y'all love prophecy but don't want to pray and wonder why your prophecy don't ever come to pass because you're lazy and don't pray. All right? I want you to get some results this year, and that's going to come through prayer. Number two, you should join the book club. You can go on the website. You can click the link in my bio. We're getting ready to read a book right now that's absolutely amazing and phenomenal. There is a subscription. It's only $5 a month. If you're crying over $5 a month, you need to go drown yourself. The devil is a liar. You are God's child. And $5 is nothing to you because you are not your source. God is your source. Amen to God. You got that? That's number two. Number one, what's number one? Set your alarm for prayer, 6 a.m., August the 1st. Don't miss it. Number two, join the book club. Homa Sike. Hilabasha Kalamandala. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Please make sure once you sow your seed of $55.55, make sure you send customer service at briancarn.org. I need to know your address because I've been given an instruction and I want to make sure I do it. Come on here. And I'll make sure I do it. So I don't want you to miss that. Okay? Please do that. There are 10 of you sowing that $555.55. Please hear God. Father, you told me to do this, and you told me to not take all day. And I heard you. And I said I would not have these people on here past 9 o'clock, Lord, and it's 8:54. You told me to teach your people that you are their source, not the government, not their jobs, not their money. But you are their source. That's what you told me to teach them. And I've said what you told me to say. I've declared what you told me to declare. Now in the name of Jesus. May they see increase. And may they see the works of God manifested tonight. Because they obeyed the prophet. And they trusted you as their source. Psalm 55 is your scripture. Psalm 55 is your scripture. I'm going to send you an instruction. You that obey the instruction of the man of God, You that send that $55.55. You 10 people that sold that five. I said it's 10 of you. It's 10 of you. I just, the Lord just told me to pause that. It's 10 of you. You're on this call. How do I know if it's me? Because you're asking if it's you. It's 10 of you on this call who was to sow that seed of $555.55. I want you to be to a place. Jasmine Scullock got up in Texas and said, somebody's going to give 333. Somebody's going to give 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000,
$3,333,333.33. Be it unto you. That's the place I want you to get to. Customer service at BrianKarn. Is it .org? Customer service at BrianKarn.org. That's where you need to send your email with your address or email address, all your information. We need to have it. Because I'm telling you by the Spirit that good things are about to happen. And again, I say to you that if you are sending it through Cash App, Brian Karn, that's $PBCJR. If you're sending it online, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Sow your seed now in faith and trust God. Lift your hands to God and say, Lord, you are my source. And I trust you with everything. There are 300 of you. Do not miss your hour of visitation. What do you have in your house? The man of God said. What you got? What you got in your house? Glad you asked, because whatever's in your house has the power to change your situation. Amen. And it is so. You are blessed. You are favored. You are unstoppable. And you need to expect some good news. Psalm 55, declare that. I'll see you for prayer on August the 1st. Yes, I will. I'll see you in prayer on August the 1st. And I'll see you calling on the name of the Lord. That's BrianKarn.org, BrianKarn.com. Sign up for the book club. As you know, I'll be in Charlotte. I'll be in Houston Saturday. I'll be in Charlotte Sunday. And I believe Pastor Wilson, Pastor Rashawn Wilson, will be at the Jacksonville Church this Sunday. All right? I love you so much. I'm praying for you. I believe in you. And I celebrate you. Because payday is here. Go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and say at Prophet Karn, payday is here. Payday is declared. I love you. More grace. Oh, ba ba ba, shakala mandiasi.